Vanderbilt last night, 6-3 winner over Mississippi State. We'll play Louisville or Mississippi State tomorrow at 6 o'clock and win away from the College World Series Finals on Monday, joined by Commodores coach Tim Corbin. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Greg.
Well, it's setting up nicely. I know, you know, you want to keep winning. Of course, that's the obvious statement, but it's so important to keep winning through those winner's bracket game because it takes so much pressure off, obviously, your pitching staff.
Well, it does. I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, we wanted to get through yesterday as best we possibly could, and you know, we were set up in the bullpen to do it, and, you know, whether it was Raby or whether we needed to use Hickman, I think at that point right there, what you're trying to do is play the least amount of games as possible. You're trying to win it, and by winning it, we did everything that we possibly could to put ourselves in that situation. We held a very good team down, team that's very explosive and has come back several times during the course of the year. So, that was a priority, and we were able to accomplish that.
And the win over Louisville, Austin Martin with two home runs. Yesterday, Stephen Scott with two home runs. That big fifth inning as well. Five runs in the fifth. But I say all of that, but you're leaving some chicken on the bone out there a few times. You've had a lot more opportunities where that clutch hit just hadn't come.
Playing good competition.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get out here, those things aren't easy to come by. And you know, we've got a very good offense, but we're also facing the elite of the elite out here. So guys on base and being able to get the big hit, yeah, you can get that sometimes during the course of the season. A little bit more difficult here because of the pitch plans and how people are executing. So we're doing what we have to do to win, and that's all that matters.
Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin with us from Omaha. Talk about just going through the process. Well, you don't know if you're going to play Tuesday night. Then you get rescheduled for Wednesday at 1. That game on Tuesday, had to be picked up at 11. So there was uncertainty on two fronts. One, Wednesday night, where you didn't play, and then not knowing when exactly you would play yesterday. Tell me how you handled that with your team.
Well, we got to the ballpark in preparation to play Tuesday, and as we were going through batting practice and taking ground balls and fly balls, the game was called off. So just called the guys up, said that, you know, we're postponed. But we continued to work out because we needed to anyway. We weren't going to go right back to the hotel. So we worked out knowing that game that was being played at that time would probably not be played either. So, you know, it just made Wednesday a just more important day because, you know, you lose that game, you play Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and potentially Saturday, you know, if you have to come from behind. So we certainly would rather be on the other end of that, and that's what made Wednesday's victory so important for us.
Talk about Kumar Rocker. Of course, after the no-hitter against Duke, the attention is going to come from all corners, especially when you get into a setting like this at the College World Series where the media is just right all over the place and everything. And you know he was going to be asked about it 1,400 times. How he handled that. And then yesterday, he was 1-for-14 with runners. You know, he wasn't, but obviously Mississippi State, 1-for-14. With runners on base, 1-for-7 with runners in scoring positions. But just how he handled the fallout of the no-hitter and that game, 19 Ks, and leading into this one.
He handles it as good as you would want anyone to handle it. I mean, he's very direct in his answers. He's not a BSer. He's going to tell you exactly how he feels. And like you said, he wanted to move from that quickly. But he also understands that because of barbershop talk, he's not going to be able to do that. You know, they're going to continue to ask him questions about that. But the thing about him is once he gets into the arena of competition, he's very centered, and that doesn't matter. And he just gives himself a chance to win because he competes. And, you know, in your life as a coach or as a player, you come across certain people in your time where you look at them and you go, you know, he's an upper echelon competitor. He is. He defines himself every time he gets out there in terms of he's got winning fibers, and his emotions are very directed towards competition, and you know that's what I love about him. So he handles it as well as anyone.
You know, I got yesterday, or I maybe it was Monday, but yesterday I think I was just running over, you know, your the core of your pitching. Obviously, Drake Fellows, Kumar Rocker, Mason Hickman, Patrick Raby, and your closer Tyler Brown. I'll get to him in a minute with the 2 1/3 that he did last night. But every one of those are huge. Is that by happenstance or is that by design? Because I just named you five pitchers that look like an offensive line in college.
Yeah, I mean, I think when sometimes you look back at the games that they pitched and how important they were. You know, Mason's outings through the year that give you the ability to do certain things and give you ability to win at high levels and carry momentum into weekends so you can have great success then. And then the amount of consistency with Drake on Friday night and just his ability to give your team a chance to win. And then Kumar's progression over the course of time and Patrick's progression over the course of time. I mean, they're consistent. They're like our team. And I think I'm not smart enough to come up with another word, but when I describe them and I describe everyone else on our group, they're just professionals. They've handled themselves so well. There's not a lot of celebratory moments. And sometimes I get the question, are they having fun? And I go, hell yeah, they're having fun. I mean, they're winning, but they're professional about it. You know, they're not immature. They don't engage in behaviors that you wouldn't be proud of. So, it's just a professional team. And that because of that, we've been engaged in consistent outcomes.
Well, and I talk about them coming up big. I'm actually talking about them being big, period. I mean, 6'4", 6'5", 230. I mean, all five of them are full-grown men.
Well, they are. I mean, that's true. I mean, they're durable, strong pitchers and, you know, whether it's Mason or Patrick or Drake or Kumar, I mean, that's what it looks like at the major league level. And those kids are certainly guys that at this level are very good at what they do and very powerful.
Vanderbilt baseball coach Tim Corbin tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, 5:45, the pregame with Joe Fisher here on Nashville Sports Radio against either Louisville or Mississippi State, which those two teams play tonight to advance with that as well. Tyler Brown last night, 2 1/3 to close that thing down against a very good offense.
His ability to concentrate and focus when it matters most is outstanding. I mean, he's about as good as we've had in that position, too. You know, you look at starters, and then you look at him, and he's virtually a starter at the end of the game because he's very flexible. He can do a lot of different things. He's just not a one-bullet guy. He can throw three or four innings if you need be, and he's got a chance to complete a game, too. I know he's got a bunch of saves, but he's more than just a save machine. He's a guy that pitches very well. But his ability to focus, Greg, and execute pitches is high level. It's just high level. There are not a lot of guys who can function like that, and he is, and very, very proud of him.
They've showed a picture of the coaching staff. I guess you've seen it. The coaching staff at Clemson, I guess, early 2000, 2001 there, where it's Jack Leggett, and then it's you, and then obviously Dan McDonald. Kevin O'Sullivan. Yeah, Kevin O'Sullivan. And then obviously Eric Bakich, who you brought with you from Clemson to Vanderbilt. That's pretty significant photo right there when you see those three.
Well, it gets more significant through years, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how significant it was 10 years ago, but now people look at it and you go, okay, those were four or three good coaches anyway. But, you know, I think the thing about it is that's all Jack. That's Jack Leggett. He's the one who brought us all together. He gave us all chances. And Sully and Eric and myself, I think we all look at it that way. That's the guy that we learn from. So Jack's the most significant of that group. He's a father figure to us all. He's kind of an older brother to me. And certainly Eric, you know, coming with us to Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt wouldn't be Vanderbilt without Eric Bakich. I mean, that's the point. I mean, he came with us when we were the have-nots. And he helped us in recruiting. He helped develop a program. And My wife and I had dinner with he and Jiffy last night, and it's just fun to spend time with him out here and watch his team playing so well.
Well, and the ESPN had a really good footage of, I guess, after the win, his win. I don't know which one of his wins the other night, but you left the hotel to come over there to congratulate him. I thought it was a nice touch.
Well, we got to see the last couple of innings. We came over from the hotel after we got something to eat and watched the last couple of innings, and then I told Maggie and Molly. Molly's with us, our oldest. Hannah had to go back, but she'll be back today. But I told them both. I said, "Let's go down to the press conference." I said, "Let's. This is a big moment, and let's share it with them if we can. Don't take it away, but I wanted to share that moment with them because it was so special."
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you know what? How many years it's been? What, the mid '80s since Michigan made the College World Series, and then go and knock off UCLA, the number one overall seed in Los Angeles. So it's almost setting up like a script that's being written with Eric and you and his team and your team. I know there's a lot of baseball to be played. Yes.
yeah, I know. I mean, it's ironic in a lot of ways because 2007, Greg, was one of the best teams we've ever had. And ironically, Michigan was the team that knocked us out. And the pitcher of that game is a guy named Mike Fetters. And Mike happens to be the pitching coach now for Michigan. And, of course, Eric is the head coach. So it's you know, how these things come around full circle. I mean, I guess it's just life. It's not unbelievable, but it's just unique how these things sometimes happen.
What do you do today, off day? How do you handle it with your team?
Yeah, let them sleep in a little bit and getting breakfast here in a little bit. Then we'll go over to Creighton and work out. We got to get a lift in because it's just time that we do that. I think the baseball activity will be a little bit light. I think you just got to be conscious of what these kids are doing and how they're doing it and, you know, get them as much rest as they need, because I think that's the most important thing if you want to survive this thing and you want to play well. So we'll do that and probably head over to the game and watch the Mississippi State Louisville game in person tonight, just so we can get a good grip of who we're going to play and what they're doing.
Is there any more or any less pressure knowing that whoever, if it's Louisville or Mississippi State tomorrow night, for your perspective, it's not an elimination game?
Yeah, it's just a tournament. I mean, you know, as I tell the kids, I said it, you know, whatever's happening over on the other side, don't, you know, use your energy for what we're doing. That's all that matters. Whoever the opponent is, that's the opponent. That's all there is to it. And it's just a one-game tournament for us. And whether we were losing or winning, it's a one-game tournament, and that's how we'll play it. That's how we play the SEC tournament. That's how we play the regional. That's how we play the super regional. Don't try to make things bigger than what they are. And there's no pressure. We're just sport. No one's dying here. No one has cancer, and we're just playing a sport and trying to enjoy these situations as much as possible.
Well, certainly with the two wins into the winner's bracket, into that tomorrow night, one game, one win away from the finals, you've set yourself up nicely. And it's more than an educated guess. Mason Hickman tomorrow night, correct?
Yeah, I think so. We'll define that today. I want to get with Brownie, but we talked a little bit this morning. But we'll probably define that starter this afternoon once we get to the ballpark and make sure everyone's healthy.
Tim, thank you. Good luck to you. You know, we think a lot of you and your team, and obviously have them here on our radio station. It's good for you're good for our business. Thank you, Tim.
Well, I always appreciate you guys, Greg.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tim.